Well, good morning. We've got a full house. That's great. I thought we would start this morning by playing a little game. So to do that, we just need to stand up. So you guys stand up too. And excuse me, I'm going to say a word and do an action. And I want you to say the opposite of that word and do an action that shows the opposite of that word. Does that make sense to you? We'll see. Okay. All right. So my word is hello. And your word would be goodbye. Very good. So you can do an action. We both wave. The action is kind of the same. Okay. If my word is big, show me small. Yeah, little, tiny, something like that. Okay. What about if my word is fast? Oh, I like that slow motion.
Slow.
Okay, how about loud? Quiet or soft, good. Okay, stop. Go, good, okay. What if I say hi? Yeah, usually opposite of high is low, okay. If I say cold, whew, hot, okay. Now I've got one more, and this one might be a little bit harder. I actually don't even have an action for it, but if I say do, I heard it, don't, good, have a seat, have a seat. Well, I picked the pair of words do and don't because they show up in our Bible readings that we just had today. The Old Testament reading had a lot of don'ts or do not. In fact, I think I counted in the version of the Bible I read 15 times said do not. Things like do not steal, do not lie, do not endanger your neighbor's life, do not bear a grudge. That means don't stay angry at a person. And we want to obey God and not do those things that he listed. But in today's gospel, that pastor just read, Jesus kind of gave us the opposite of the do not list. He tells us two things that we should do. Okay, and the first big one, the first big do is this one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. Well, how do we show love to God? We can't even see him. Good answer. I like that. When we pray to Jesus, we pray to God, that shows that we love him. How else can we show love to God? I didn't even have that one down. That's an excellent one. We read the Bible. We find out more about who God is and what he did for us. What else might we do to show love to God? Hint, where are we today? Do you think we show love to God when we're in church and we sing songs of praise and we worship him? Sure, I think we do too. Okay, those are good things to do. Now, the second big do in our gospel reading was love your neighbor as yourself. Do you guys have neighbors? Okay, you know their names? Maybe sometimes you do, sometimes you're real close to your neighbors. Maybe you have friends that live next door that are your neighbors. Well, neighbors usually are people that we know and that we like. And God, now here, get this. God wants us to love them as much as we love ourselves. Whoa, that could be hard because we usually love ourselves pretty much. We think we're pretty special or we're proud of ourselves, and God wants us to love those people around us just as much. But it's not just the people that we know and like. God wants us to love even those people that we don't know and even those people we don't like. In the gospel reading, Pastor Sean just told the story of the Good Samaritan about a stranger who helped a man who was robbed and got beaten up. And he showed that he loved his neighbor even though he didn't know him. Now, we probably might not have a chance to help someone who's been robbed or beaten up, but we can show love to our neighbor. How? How can we show love to our neighbor? We talked about how we could show love to God. How do we show love to our neighbor? How about being helpful? Maybe you have a neighbor that's older, needs some help mowing the lawn or picking up sticks in their yard or bringing the groceries into their house. Okay? Or maybe by being kind to the librarian. You don't know her very well, but you can still say, "Hi, thanks for letting me check out these books." Or to the grocery clerk by not getting angry and saying, "Oh, this line is taking forever." We can be kind to our neighbors. That's what Jesus wants us to do. Let's pray, please. Dear Jesus, help me to love you with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my strength and with all my mind. Help me to love my neighbor as myself. Amen. Thanks for coming up, guys. Have a great day.